In Lebanon, the conflict revolves around identity and the role of the republic. The presidential vacuum is but a small detail. Some may not agree, convinced as they are that positions and constitutional prerogatives within the system are more important than a state that supports citizenship, justice, freedom and independence. In that sense, both the system and the state are simultaneously targeted, turning the latter into a fictitious entity managed by a crony leader with an agenda that serves a specific ideology and militarism, and places these above the nation-state. Such an approach promotes constitutional exclusion, stigmatization, dramatization and intimidation. Adhering to this logic when freedom and sovereignty are in peril is tantamount to saying, let us avoid discord. Even the so-called moral entities in public affairs are inclined to submit and go with the flow of a conciliatory rhetoric, almost subservient to those perceived as the strongest, placing victims and oppressors on equal footing. In Lebanon, the conflict revolves around identity and the role of the republic. The presidential vacuum is but a small detail. Others believe that this approach serves to weaken the current strategy of national confrontation, based on the idea that the presidency would pave the way for the liberation of the republic. Therefore, the existential struggle of Lebanon will have been undermined and replaced by dangerous exchanges that abide by the "we give you, you give us in return" motto. In fact, such an ideology completely eliminates whatever possibility remains to build a state. It seems that malevolent spirits are shaking the very foundations of the country. In Lebanon, the conflict revolves around identity and the role of the republic. The presidential vacuum is but a small detail. Proponents of utopia, populism and demagogy, pretend that the constitution and the principle of coexistence don't go hand in hand. As a result, an objective alliance materializes between two ideologies that aim to end the Lebanese formula of pluralism, freedom and dialogue between civilizations, religions and atheism. The Lebanese Republic is being targeted and its presidency endangered by those who choose to submit to a legitimacy that sits above the constitution, taking decisions that disregard state laws and overstep all boundaries. In this context, the priority remains to liberate the republic first, then the presidency and all constitutional institutions, in order to safeguard justice and the rule of law. Is there anyone who might understand and acknowledge this current state of things?